It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. There is a book called The Loneliness of the Long Distance Runner, but a better story of athletic isolation might be The Loneliness of the Long Distance Kicker. The place kicker in football only gets in for a few plays a game, and some coaches don't consider them real football players at all. But a lot rests on their shoulders, or foot, as it were. A late field goal can make the difference between winning and losing, and the kicker is often the hero or the goat, and seldom anything in between. Nobody knows this better than University of Pittsburgh Panthers place kicker Chris Blewett, who has just come off the practice field in preparation for Saturday's big game between Pitt and Notre Dame, and he joins us by phone. Chris Blewett, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me.
This Saturday's game is one of the biggest in years for Pitt. The Panthers are 6-2. The Fighting Irish are 7-1, ranked 8th in the country. So what is the feeling among the squad going into this game?
I think we're all just really excited to get after it because we know this is a big rivalry game. We know they're a great team, and we're just ready to get out there and show the country what we can do.
Place kickers get a lot of credit and a lot of blame, regardless of what happens, all the things leading up to that big moment in the game. I'm wondering if you think that's fair to be saddled with so much.
You could say it's fair or unfair, but I mean, there's always 11 guys on the field at a time, so everybody's working together. So everybody has their own specific part that they work on. So everybody could share or take part in credit for the game or victory or anything, really. It's a team effort.
Have you ever wanted to say, oh, come on? For example, last year you had a last-second field goal against Duke. It was a short field goal, albeit at a bad angle, but it was one that many people thought you should have made, and you missed it, and the Panthers lost the game. And the next day you pick up the newspaper, and in the Post-Gazette, the headline is Blew It, which is playing off of your name, which a lot of people have drawn attention to. What is your reaction when you see that? How do you deal with that?
I mean, I'll take that. I'll put that on my shoulders. I'll take blame for it. It doesn't matter to me. I don't want anybody attacking my teammates, really. I'll just step in for them if anything were to happen. So you could put it on me. I don't care. Generally, like in that situation, any pressure that comes from it is the pressure that you put on yourself because you have thousands of people in the stands watching, but they're not on the field playing. But in the end, we go to overtime. We still have to play a game. I have to come back for my team. I have to hit a field goal, hit the extra point. So I can't dwell on that too long. As soon as you come off the field, the play is done. It happened. It's over. It's time to play more football.
How much of place kicking is mental? How strong do you have to be mentally to be a successful place kicker in football?
I think you have to be very mentally tough because generally you could feel bad one day. You could feel good. You have a good warm-up or a bad warm-up, you know, you have to come out, you have to perform for your team. It's like a wide receiver, quarterback, or a lineman. Maybe you're not feeling too well that day, but you still have to come through for your team, so you have to constantly remind yourself you know what you're doing. You can go out and perform it. You've done this before, and you're just going to come out here and show everybody else you can.
You've had some successful moments this year that certainly would contrast with that nightmarish moment against Duke last year. You had I think it was a 58-yard game-winning field goal against Georgia Tech, which set a school record. And then you had a last-second field goal on the final play of the game to beat Syracuse. So talk about the perseverance for you in terms of staying with it, not letting setbacks get you down, and enjoying moments that, in many ways, I'm sure must have felt like vindication for you.
It definitely felt good to get that under my belt, but really it's just going out there and not kicking with regret. You can't kick scared. You can't play scared because otherwise you start compromising and then you'll mess up and then you'll feel like you've left some on the field. So I'm just going out there, going 100%, 100 miles an hour, and if I mess up, I mess up.
Now, there's a certain mechanics to place kicking that a lot of people have compared to golf, where there are these certain things you have to do when you strike the ball in terms of shifting your weight, keeping your head down. Would you say that's a fair comparison?
I would say that's probably the best comparison you could have is to golf, because you have your swing plane, your drawback, your follow-through. You want everything going down the field towards your target. You want to keep your head down. You don't want to pick it up. Your shoulders will rotate. Just like the way you could pull the ball, slice the ball, just like in golf.
How hard is it, though, in terms of the mechanics of it, that there's this motion that you pretty much have to repeat time after time after time and be very, very consistent with.
Yeah, that can be challenging, but once you do it in practice with the 10 other guys on the field, you get it down, it starts to become muscle memory like it would be with a golfer.
And what about weather conditions? People say that Heinz Field, which is the home of the Pitt Panthers, is one of the trickiest places to kick because of the wind. How do you deal with wind, rain, bad field conditions? You're on natural grass at Heinz Field. That's not as consistent as, say, playing on artificial turf. So what do you do to deal with all of those factors?
You have to prepare ahead of time. You need to check the field conditions for your plant foot so you don't slip out. Maybe you have to take shorter steps so you're more in control. And generally just judging the wind from each direction, the open field, and how it swirls in the stadium can be challenging to deal with. Just like this past game against UNC, it was actually very windy, I guess from the storm the night before, some whipping winds, so you have to play with it a little bit, check the range, the distance, how the ball plays with the wind.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and our guest is University of Pittsburgh place kicker Chris Blewett. A lot of people talk about your name. I mentioned the Post-Gazette headline, and there was also some attention that you received from Jimmy Kimmel on his late-night show. Tell me about this.
That was last year after the Boston College game. We had a good game, good win. I had three field goals that game, and it was pretty funny because he had mentioned my last name after I made the kick. He shows it. He makes a joke about it, and it was pretty nice. So I sent him a signed picture of myself, and he gave me something back, a funny note in return, saying he was hanging it up above his bed, XOXO Jimmy. So I thought that was pretty funny.
Now, you got into football late for an accomplished athlete. I understand you did not take up place kicking until into high school. What happened there?
It was pretty much soccer for my whole life. I tried a little bit of hockey and rugby to toughen up for football going into high school because my dad once tried to get me to watch it on Sunday after I came back from a soccer tournament when I was young. So I was taking a nap because I was tired. I wake up for the end of the game, and they're taking a knee, and I'm just like, what's this? This is just a bunch of big fat guys laying on each other. Why would I want to play this? So it actually kept me out of football a little while longer, but I thought it was maybe for the best. And then going into eighth grade, middle school year, since I played soccer and I was going to play football with my friends in high school, I thought I'd kick. And my friend Alex and I, we were joking about it. He's like, hey, don't you think it'd be funny if you went to like a Division I school with your last name? Just imagine what that would be like. I'm like, yeah, right. And then like 5 years later, Matt Pitt.
How did you become good at it? I mean, a lot of people make it sound so simple that, oh, if a guy can kick a soccer ball, he can kick a football a long distance. But it can't be as easy as all that, is it?
No, it generally isn't. It is a soccer-style kick, but it's much different than actually hitting a soccer ball. The soccer ball, you're trying to drive it, you're trying to pass it, chip it. You're not really trying to send it through uprights. You're trying to keep it below the goalpost. But it is a different kick, challenging to master.
And you must have become very good at it because not only was Pitt interested in having you play for their football team, but you were offered a scholarship. That's rare for kickers, isn't it?
I think it is generally. A few of us get a Division I offers every year. But it was nice, and it was one of the places that really wanted me, and that's what I really liked about this place.
And so what goals have you set for yourself in terms of your college career? There's the remainder of this season, and then, of course, you've got your senior year coming up. Have you thought about certain numbers you'd like to achieve and what it might take for you to possibly become a professional at this?
It would be nice. You know, just think about all that, but I always just try to keep my head down. Don't think about the numbers. If you stick to things that got you here, fundamentals, just working hard, working out, strengthening your body, just constantly progressing, everything else will fall in line.
So you're thinking you might make it to the NFL? Is that a realistic goal for you?
That would be the ultimate goal for me, but I'm not going to talk or act like anything is final at this point because I know how challenging it can be with 32 jobs and still a lot of great veterans in the league. I'm just going to keep my head down, just focus, work on the fundamentals, just keep trying to get better and stronger.
And what about the other aspects of football that a kicker might get involved with? Sean Sweezum for the Steelers, for example, he doesn't shy away from the contact on a kickoff. He feels that, you know, he's part of the defense. He's out there to try to make tackles. Do you see your role that way? Because a lot of coaches don't respect kickers. They say they're not even real players because all they do is kick the football. What are your thoughts about that?
I always try to get in on a tackle if it's not a touchback. Kind of upset if it's not, so I try to run down, I cover, just make sure I'm there as a safety for the ball. If I don't necessarily have to get in, I won't risk anything. But yeah, I'm definitely down there trying to make hits. As I played rugby, I'm used to contact. I'm not afraid of it.
So if you don't get the touchback, you're angry enough that you want to go down there and take it out on the return guy for wanting to make a run back.
Yeah.
Chris, one last question for you. Tell us about what you're majoring in and what other career ambitions you might have.
Well, I'm majoring in communication and minoring in history. I mean, I generally have always taken an interest in history and communication. I would like to be able to work in sports or work around sports just because that's what I've done my whole life. I would like to stay in football, work in sports, just be around the team.
Chris Blewett is the place kicker for the University of Pitt Panthers football team. He'll be taking the field with the Panthers on Saturday as they take on 7th-ranked Notre Dame in a big game at Heinz Field. Chris Blewett, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck to you in the remainder of your career.
Thank you for having me.
Governor Tom Wolf has proposed spending $6.1 billion on basic education. Yet Pennsylvania is one of just three states that doesn't use a formula to distribute funding to local school districts.
We know that school funding should be a matter of need, not politics.
How can we make funding more equitable so all students have a better opportunity for a quality education in poor, urban, as well as rural districts? You're invited to join a panel of education experts at a public forum Monday, November 9th. Doors open at 6:30. Please register at WESA.FM. Coming up on the show on Monday, an interview with Congresswoman Barbara Lee, this year's Thomas Merton Award winner. She is well known as the only member of either House of Congress to vote against the authorization of the use of force following the September 11th, 2001 attacks. If you missed any portion of our program or would like to check out past segments, you can go to our website at WESA.FM. Until Monday, I'm Paul Guggenheimer saying have a great weekend, everyone.